Yesterday we learned the sugya of the akum shein, like ein akum ein lechazaka, the sam akum agazlonim. And gazlonim don't have a chazaka either because yireim limchais, or because it's a tekadat rabbanon like tiknu avuram. Either way, a guy has no chazaka. Yesterday, I asked the kasha that, what about metalkalim? If you say stam goyim agazlanim, it's not mistaven that the goyim only steal karka. We know goyim steal plenty of metalkalim. So, could it be that a goy has no chazaka on koma shetasi aradam shalayhu? So what bothered me mostly is that I don't know anybody who has the kasha. I don't see, it should be an obvious problem. The Gemara says Stam Akum doesn't have Cheskes Karkais, so the natural progression is to say, what about Cheskes Netafel? I don't see that there's a great discussion of this. So some guys were suggesting this morning that maybe in Achinami, maybe Goyim don't have Chazaka Netafel. Who says they do? Who says a guy has a chazaka metatlim? Maybe you see a guy with metatlim, you can't assume it's his. Who says it's his? Maybe a guy doesn't have a chazaka metatlim. So I couldn't think of a proof. It doesn't sound right, but I can't think of a proof. What? Are you allowed to go and grab it? It might be his. It's certainly not yours. It might be his. The fact that he's holding it, there's no rye, it's his. So you can't take this, it's not yours. It might be his. But it may be once you took it, he went to the entire, he would have to prove it's his. But, so I don't know. So I asked Rav Weinberg this morning, is it possible to say such a thing, that a guy doesn't have cheskes and halfling? So he asked me, if so, when a guy steals from a guy, he's chayav misa, how's he chayav misa? Who says it belonged to the first guy? I told him maybe he's tak only chayav misa if the first guy could prove that it was his. He has to bring two aidim that it was his. Maybe. Second chazak is by somebody who's not becheskes gazal nusa. The Rishbam is saying the stam guy is becheskes he steals from karka by karka. If he's becheskes steals by karka, then tell him not. To tell you the truth, I was thinking about it this morning, and it's a bit of a difficulty, the whole discussion. What we're saying here in the Gemara is, when you go down Kari Island Avenue, you see all the houses there that belong to Goyim? It's Becheskas that's stolen. Is that true? Maybe nowadays we're more sophisticated, but you think when you went through Pumpadisa or Sura, and you went down the house, all the houses were Becheskas Gazal Nusa. Could it be? Stam Goy Becheskes Gazlan means the Stam Goy loses someone else's house. What? Yeah, the what? Yid didn't buy things from a guy. Oh, so that they answered me that if a Yid buys the title from a guy, it's no Raya, because that's if the Yid Shashina Rishus, there's no problem, it becomes yours. Because the guy stole from someone, the person of the Yayish. He gives it to you, Shina Rishus. So you can buy, you go, how can you go into the store? You say, you buy, because even if it's stolen, it's Shina Rishus. So it doesn't prove. There's got to be some way to prove. It's just mind-boggling to me that we shouldn't say, Chazaka Komash Tafsalam Shalayu, on a guy on a Talpon. Right now, I can't think of a proof, but what?
You can be the one to do the Shina Rishus and learn to take it out of the normal
What's the heter to do the Shin Rishus? That's a good question. Rishonim asked the question, really. I'll explain where in a second. But what I was thinking this morning was the following. I don't know if I'm right. I don't think Stam Karka Becheskes Gazal Nusa means Stam is a. You see, Karka, it means the guy stole it. Nah, Stam, 90% of the Karka that Goyim lived in belonged to them. It was theirs. Stam. We're saying that when a guy has karka and someone tainis to him that it was stolen, that's our case. A guy has karka. Now, who cares if he has chazak after 3 years? We only care if a yid comes and the yid says, it's my karka. So the guy says, it's my, the guy's sitting there for 3 years. And a yid tainas it's stolen. When a yid tainas it's stolen, then, stamazai, we assume that the guy stole it. But not that every single guy, every single house, you walk down the street, every single house is becheskes gazlan nusad. Is that mistaver? That every home is becheskes gazlan nusad? In Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. It's Derech Shabbos to be over, and it's the Rabbanon to buy karka from a guy in Eretz Yisrael. So you're saying that it's not really the guy's. So what am I doing? So it could be that mitzvah to be paid it from the guy who stole it also. Whether it's Derech Rabbanon of Shabbos, not the rest. It says it's Derech Amirlak. We can have a guy write up the contract, but. So it could be Mada. If it really belongs to Guy, it's like a Shabbos. If it really belongs to Yin, the guy stole it. So it's like a Shabbos. So maybe that's a Pshat in the Gemara. Only when it's Tamar, Becheskes Gazlan Nusa, when a Yid tainis that it's Gazula. So then, the Stamazai, we believe the Yid.
Sure, but if
there
is a point, they say, when I bought it, why should I assume that he stole it? The
Rishon
says, because when you bought it, you should have sold it.
Yisrael Abba Machmas Gai.
When you bought it from the guy,
lawyer, I don't know. It's a possible issue of what it means that Stam Arab Hefkis Gazal was. Alright, there's one more Nakuda. So this Nakuda has to do with the guy himself. Like I said yesterday, there's part A and part B. There's the guy himself, doesn't have Chazaka. And the part B, that Yisrael Haba Machmas Gai, also doesn't have Chazaka. And this Klal, Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum Hari Huka Akum. There's the Machlaikis, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. In Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, the Halachas of Shechem. And they argue, if this Klal, Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Ches, they argue regarding the Klal of this Gemara, that Yisrael Haba Machmas Akum Hari Hu Ka'akum, how far does it go? The case there is the following case. Now, if you listen carefully, this case also, if we understand the Ramah correctly, could have tremendous halacha l'maisadika ramifications. As you know, there's a halacha of that 1 year is not allowed to build a wall to be ma'apil oirei, to darken the window of his neighbor. If I have a window that's open, and it's there for 3 years and nobody said anything, I have a chazaka that I can keep on keeping my window there, and you're not allowed to build a wall which blocks the light from my window by a guy. Let's say a guy is a Jew's neighbor and I have a house with a window, and the guy wants to build a wall. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Yid can't stop the guy, because in Dinei Akum there is no din of Asa L'Hapalai, right? In Dinei D'Malchusa there's no such din that you're not allowed to darken his window. So Memela, when a guy buys a karka, he owns the karka on the day of the Dinei D'Malchusa, and he doesn't have to make a bechor when a Jew builds a window. He has a right to be ma'apalaira. He has a right to build a wall, because stama, it is that way when goyim live in a place. Now, whether that's true in the United States, I'm not sure. I don't think in New York there's an iser, the machusa, to be ma'apalaira. And then he stamazai, a guy who has a lot next to your house, that guy has a right to build on that lot whatever he wants, even though it blocks your window, because he bought the karka, he owns the karka on the das of Dina Machusa, and you also own the karka on the das of Dina Machusa. So between the yid and the guy, that's the halach. There's an exception to the normal. Normally, when a yid has a guy have a sichsuch, if the yid could convince the guy to go to a din Torah, the yid is allowed to enforce Dina Torah against the guy. But b'hilchos shchainim, it's a halacha mufureshes that al picha shenishbat, a guy has a right to be ma'apel oirai because he owns karka adaita d'achar. Question. A Jew owns a building, and a guy owns an empty lot next door. And the yid has a window, and right now the guy can build whatever he wants. If a yid buys that lot, and he, of course, wants to build a building up to the lot line, it's going to block your window, you take him to Din Torah. What is the halacha in Din Torah? Now you'll ask me, what even what's the halacha? Jew against a Jew. It's also a hapalaira, you're not allowed to darken his light. But this Jew is a Yisrael haba machmasakum. He bought this karka from a guy. So whatever rights the guy has, maybe the yid should have. Yisrael haba machmasakum hariyu ka'akum, it says in Agamar. So Ibazai, maybe the yid who buys it should be allowed to be ma'apalaira. So the machaber says, nothing doing. The Gemara in Cheskes Habakim, Yisrael haba machmas akum hariyu ka'akum, is only legrayusa. It's only where the guy is weaker. The guy has no Cheskes Gimel Shanim, so the yid comes, he can't get a Cheskes Gimel Shan. That's only legrayusa. But when you think up a case where a guy has tevusa, has a naila, and you buy, we don't say Yisrael haba machmas guy hariyu ka'guy letevusa, to give him more kaiches. If one yid is not allowed to be ma'apel the or of another yid, so then he's not allowed to do it even if he buys it from a guy. So if the machaber, we only say l'griusa, not l'tevus. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah writes, b'shem the Maram Rittenberg and the Rosh, that they paskind Yisrael haba machbas akum hariyuka akum is afilu l'tevusa. And that if a yid buys a lot or a house from a guy, he has all the kaiches that the guy had. And if the guy had a right to be ma'apaloi, right, then the yid who buys from the guy also has a right to be ma'apaloi. As I pass it to Rambam, that Yisrael abam achmas akum hariu ka'akum is even the tevusa. It's even to give him a kayak l'tevusa that the guy had. Now, if this Ramah is as we understand it, the way I'm saying it, this would make a tremendous nafkamina and halacha in every country. I mean, every country in the Galus, no yid owns anything unless he bought it from a guy. Very few lands today where you find karka that's hefker. You get it from hefker. Every single person in Brooklyn, every single firm yid in Brooklyn, either bought his house from a guy, or bought it from a yid, or bought it from a guy. Right? No Jews came to Brooklyn when there was hefka land, and the yid got it in the first place. I don't think so, right? I say this didn't come on the Mayflower. So according to this Ramah, the Chayra would just revatal all the dinim of Nisgeshchenim. Because the Ramah says, Yisrael haba machmas guy, hariyu kagai. That if a Jew buys a lot from a guy, he's like a guy. He has the toivos of the guy. So it depends if he's an Ashkenazi or Sephardi. No? The Sephardim have to go with the Mechabeshita.
No, it depends on who he bought it from. He was living at the time that he bought it from.
If you bought it from an Ashkenazi, you mean?
No, because two guys lived next to each other, so then I bought the house from one guy, so then I'm welcome a guy. But if it was already a year living, the next person moves in, if I sell the house, a year moves in the next door, where I bought from a guy, he also buys from the guy, We both love the ma'apa.
So now I have a right to be ma'apal or of my neighbor. Now I sell to another yid.
So that person doesn't have no
why? Place. Whatever kaisis I have, I sell.
Depends on you have gimel k'shnei chazaka against the yid. Depends on you have gimel k'shnei chazaka against.
I don't know what you're saying. You know, you mean because he sold it to a second Jew? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
well, be an argumara. If a guy doesn't have cheskes gemoshanim, so if a yid comes machmas guy, he also has cheskes gemoshanim. If this yid sells it to another yid, then he does have cheskes gemoshanim. The whole din that a guy doesn't have cheskes gemoshanim, and if a yid comes machmas,
it's totally different. It's not important. Two brothers who steal from the father, they also have a dinish. They don't have dinish against one another. Each one can build as much as he wants. It's totally different. It's built a shame, and it's not like because it goes back to the original thing. But the case of the father, they both split the Yerusha, they don't have built a shame.
Of course they have built a shame.
They don't. It starts now. The clock starts now. The
clock starts now.
So the same thing over here. When I buy from a clay, the clock starts now.
So when I said all Hilchashchainim, I don't mean all Hilchashchainim. I mean the din of Mapel Ayrei, if somebody built a house, and he has a window, and someone else is coming to darken his window. You're right. If two people bought lots, so then it starts from when they put up the house. Nobody has a right to open a window until he puts up a house. You don't have a house, you don't have a window. So I'm overstating, I'm saying all dina hilchos shchein. But all dina hilchos shchein, where a Jew lived near a guy, and he had rights with the guy, so all those cases, the neighbor who comes, the one who came second, has all the kaifas of a guy.
The first 3 years.
Forever. Because the guy already had it 3 years. Once the guy was there for 3 years. You mean, if this yid will get a chazak against the second yid, then you're right. Okay? Then he'll get a new chazak, a new shchein. Okay. Okay. So this Ramah is, it's a chiddush. The Ramah, though, writes something which I don't understand, but there's not one mafayrish on it. He just writes it, and nobody's bothered by it. He says, when does this halacha apply? That Yisrael abav machmasakum, hariyukarakum. That when I buy a field from a guy, I'm allowed to build a house to block your light. That is only if when I bought it, I first did a kinyan chazaka, and then a kinyan kesef. If, as most people do, I first do a kinyan kesef, and then I go on mazik in the field, since kinyan kesef is not kinda from a guy, so when I did the kinyan kesef from the guy, it blives kehefker, that's his lashon. Then when I go and I do my chazak and I get it, this yid was already zaych in the rights of the light, because that right was kehefker. And then, it's too late. You follow? I have to buy from the guy immediately with a good kinyan that works, even in Yisrael, from a guy. If I'm going to do a kinyan that doesn't work from a guy, but the guy is tefried and he's ready to walk away, when he walks away, the schus of the light is kehefker, he says, and the other person could grab it. And then, when I'm masik in the field, it's too late, he already grabbed it. Now, the obvious problem is, it's not kehefker, he's selling it to me. He's not mafka the field. He's selling it to me, so what does he mean it's kehefker? What? Kesef. Kesef does work by a guy. I'm sorry, so I should have brought the Ramah, maybe saying shtar. I don't remember. So maybe he says shtar, not kesef. Take a look. What? But he says that if you're going to do first the kinyan that doesn't work, but the guy thinks it works, then the guy's kehefker, and then when you mazik in it, it's going to be too late.
What's the other person kind of?
He says it's kind of the right to the light.
What?
I don't know with what exactly. What's he kind of with, Taka? I don't know. I don't understand what the Ramah is saying in those few lines. This number refers to something earlier because there's no mefarshim on it, so it's got to be something that was discussed earlier. He says an exception. But our kopanim, we have a machlekes machaber rama. If kinyan haba of Yisrael haba machmas akum hariyu kaakum is even letevusa. The Taz is matmiya on the machaber. He says that there are other places in Shulchan Aruch where it says meforish that Yisrael haba machmas akum hariyu kaakum is letevusa. He tells you to look in Simin Mem Hey Sif Yud Zayin. Simin Mem Hey Ahilchis Shtaris. It says that when a Jew writes a shtar, you're not supposed to leave space between the last line of the shtar and the signatures. If you sign a shtar, you don't leave space between the last line of the shtar and the signatures. Why? Because they can put in whatever they want above your signature. So Chazal apostles such a shtar. It's not just don't do it. If you do it, the shtar is a apostle shtar. It doesn't have dinei shtar. Even though the mice said no one filled in anything, you could look at the mice, no one filled it. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have dinei shtar. It doesn't have the milus of a shtar. But it says that if you get such a shtar from a guy, let's say a guy has a shtar that you owe him money, and he sells me the shtar, and it skips lines. So there, it's a kosher shtar, because the Yisrael is b'mach masakum, and indeed at the Malchusa, it's a good shtar. So since for the guy, it's a good shtar, so b'meila, if he gives it to the Yid is b'mach masakum, it's also a good shtar. So the Taz says, we see the Farish, that the Mechab himself says, Yisrael b'mach mas guy has the mile of a guy. If you have a type of shtar which is only kosher for the guy and not kosher for the yid, then Yisrael Babach's guy has the kayach of a guy. So it's a stira in Shitas and Machaber. You see, the Machaber himself says, Yisrael Babach's guy, Harry of the guy. Even the Tevusa. Because you could use the shtar. No. The klal is that Dina Machus Dina does not apply in a din Torah between Yidden. If you and I have a Dina Imam in the Shaila, we go according to Dina Torah and not Dina Machus. In general, Dina Machus only applies to limited things. It only applies to Takanas Adrachim and Takanas Ashuk, certain things. But two Jews have. The government doesn't care if you and I go to a din Torah and settle our things up a din Torah. There's no government to pay them.
Blocking windows is a routine thing today.
Blocking windows today is a routine thing.
I mean, people,
yeah, people block windows. Yeah. So it's a very big sissuch. What rights you have? There are many din Torah. And, I don't know. I don't know, Pashtus, the Dina de Shulchan Aruch applies. A blocking window. So you should be allowed to stop someone. Why it's different, I don't know. We'll learn it. It's Hashem. I hope to learn Hilchos Shcheinim. I hope we'll learn it. It's Hashem. But the government has zero negiyus. They don't care. The government doesn't care if me and my neighbor and I decide that we're only going to block each other's windows according to what it says in Bava Basra. The government has no capacity.
If the government doesn't want you to be outside your neighbor, you can't go like
that. The government couldn't care less. If my neighbor and I make it right an agreement, listen, we have an agreement that we're going to be married from each other 20 feet. The government doesn't care. The government only cares if we're in disagreement, so the government steps in and settles the fact. But if we're in agreement, the government doesn't care.
The government doesn't let you build the building. If your neighbor agrees to build a 20-story building.
Oh, you can't violate the rights of the other citizens of the city. But whatever you violate each other's rights, that zoning is thought to be for the benefit of everybody else, of whoever else. If everybody it affects is masking. All right. So the Taz is this is a kasha. He asked that it's a stira. You're saying Yisrael of Machmas Gai, Letevusa doesn't have a din of a guy, and we see by Shtaris that it does. So the Sma in Mem He already asked this kasha. The Sma says it's following Teretz. He says that there it's different. Because there Lamaisa, the MS is that he did borrow money. The Shtar is not Mizuyif, right? They skipped a few lines, but nothing was filled in. So the MS is that it's not Mizuyif. The MS is that if we give the Yid the rights of the guy, then no one's losing. No one's losing by it. Because Lamaisa, it wasn't a forged Shtar, it was an MS Shtar. So when do you say Yisrael Abba Machmas Gai Hariu Kagai? If no one's really losing by it, nobody loses anything. Just Chazal made a takana. Shtar shouldn't be written this way. So it comes from a guy. Who cares? Mashiach came by Kufman Dalit. There, someone's losing. There, you're going to darken this person's windows because you're Abba Machmas Akum. So to darken someone's windows because Abba Machmas Akum, Zakta Sma. That you have no right to do. You saw Baba Chazak with Tevusa to be mafsid someone, that you have no right. That's the Smash Teretz. What?
The Shtar could still be filled in.
The Shtar could still, but now it's in front of Bezdin. Now Bezdin's not going to anybody fill it. Now Bezdin is being called upon to money the $20, about $200 that's written in the Shtar. It was like the Smash, that $200 without mafsid anybody, it's a Kedin. It just Chazal wanted to enforce the Takanas Hashtar is, so they said that the Shtar doesn't count as a Shtar. But by a guy, where Chazal allow a guy, could have such Shtaris, so then it doesn't apply. That's the Smas Teres. The Taz writes about the Smas Teres that it's any Nira. Or Nira Dachuk. What's a Nira Dachuk? Sounds like a good Teres, no? It's by the Shtar, you're not mafsid anyone. So like, it could be Vomach Masakum Kaak. By the neighbor, you're mafsid. Doesn't sound such a daichi, does it? He brings a second kasha from Simon Samach Vav Sif Chav Hei. Now the halachi is that Amaych Shtar L'Chaveirai B'Chazer Amachlai Machl. If Reuven owes me money and I sell it to you, if it was a meichelit, it's machel. Which means a hezbo. Why? But that's a halach in Gemara. A meichel shtal chaver, because it's machel, it's machel. By goyim, this doesn't hold true. Goyim don't have such a rule. By goyim, if one person sells a shtar to someone else, he can't be meichelit anymore. So it says in Sinas Samachay, what happens if a Jew owes a guy money? A Jew owes money to a guy. And the guy sells it to a Yid. A Jew owes money to a guy. And the guy sells the shtar to a Yid. Now, what's the halacha if this guy wants to be meichelit? Could he be meichelit or can't he? Machazer machlay, is it machel? What's the shaila? Do we say the Yisrael haba machmas akum, the Yid who bought it from a guy gets the maila of the guy yishadinin, and the mechila doesn't help anymore, and the mechila won't help anymore. Yisrael sold it, he owes money to a guy, and the guy sold it to a Yid. So it says there in Shulchan Aruch that we give the Jew the benefit, the Jew gains. If a Jew buys it from a guy, and the middle guy can't be Michael anymore. So the Taz says, that's a raya, that Yisrael Abba Machmasakum is Ka'akum. Now that case is really not a shtaka raya. Because that's not Yisrael Abba Machmasakum. The Jew didn't buy the rights of the guy. The Jew bought a shtar from a guy. Yeah. Normally a guy who sells a shtar forgoes his rights of Mechila. He no longer can be Michael. It's not the same as all the other cases we're talking about where the Yisrael is trying to get the schusim that the Goyim had. This is a different case. Akoponim, this rule of Akam Abba Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum L'Tevusa, the Machlaikis, I guess the Machlaikis is whether this Gemara is Klal as a Klal or just Adafka L'Greyusa in this case. Okay, let's see. Let's move on. The Gemara brings here a few relatively easy easier Gemaras. The first one we learned already. We had it earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Amar of Yehuda. Hayman did not get magla vituvila. For Amar Ezel Igzirol Adikla Deplanya. Somebody who was holding on to a tool, to a sickle, other tools. And he said, Ezel Igzira Ladikla Deplanya, the Zavna Samine Mehemin. The Chatzifinish Lumigza Dikla to Lav Dilai. It's a chutzpah to go cut somebody else's dakel. So Tyson already said, this is only if you cut it, not before. Sorry, there's one thing I forgot to mention. I still owe you one thing from yesterday. By Akumim Lechazaka. I told you yesterday there's the Rambam's Pshat and the Rashbam's Pshat. Right, the Rashbam learns Akumim Lechazaka's Chaskas Gemoshanim. And the Rambam learns Akumim Lechazaka means Kinya Chazaka. And everybody who learns this wonders why did the Rambam want? Why wasn't the Rambam Tzifridin to say it means Chaskas Gemoshanim? This whole parak is talking about Cheskes Gemoshanim. It's a dava, mamish a dava pella. It's a punkt in the middle of the sugya. Say, Eim Chazaka means Cheskes Kinyi Chazaka. Whatever I'm going to say, it's a pella. Well, he must have had some shverikite in the Rashbam's pshat, which is everybody else's pshat, that Akum doesn't have Cheskes Gemoshanim. What was wrong with the Rashbam's pshat that the Rambam had to go and say a different pshat. So the Sma says the answers. Sma says that it bothered the Rambam, the Manashach. What kind of guy are we talking about here? The guy has a karka for 3 years. We have a shayla. Do we give the guy a cheskes gemoshanim, or do we not give the guy a cheskes gemoshanim? Who are we talking about? Is there not a guy who doesn't go to Dine Taira? Who cares? If the guy doesn't go to Dine Taira, so Chagai Yemei Chazaka, who cares? The guy's not asking a Shaila in Dine Taira. Elamai, you're talking about such a guy who does go to Dine Taira. You're talking about such a guy who's willing, you know, he lives in a Jewish neighborhood, so he goes to Dine Taira. So a guy who goes to Dine Taira, so why shouldn't he have a Cheskes Gemoshanim? Can make a Bechor and take him to bed. The hechetimtza of this guy, that's what bothers this man. That's what bothered the Rambam. That this rule that guy ain't like chazaka, now it does have an afkamina for Yisrael haba machmas guy. But the Rambam is saying that the original member of guy ain't like chazaka has no meaning. Which type of guy you're talking about? A guy who doesn't care about the entire, who cares? A guy who does care, so let him have a chazaka. Let's set up a rule that a guy could have a chazaka. And if the guy doesn't go to Dine Taira, so it's not nafkamina. It's only nafkamina if a guy will go. So the Sma says that this is what bothered the Rambam, why he was Mishana. Although, this whole thing only makes sense. I told you yesterday two reasons a guy has no chazaka. Either because you're afraid to make a macha. If you're afraid to make a macha, then it makes sense. So Goyim Chazaka, who are you talking about? If he doesn't listen to Dine Taira, who cares? And if he does listen, so why are you afraid to make a Mechah? And then the Sma makes sense. If you go to the other reason, of Takanas Chachamim, like the Ksais Shita, that whole Gimel Shalom is the Takana, and then Chazal didn't make Takanas for the Goyim, so then the Sma's Vart is not a, the Rambam's Kash is not a Kash. Then who are we talking about? What type of guy? It's not an issue who we're talking about, what type of guy. It does go to Dine Taira. But Chazal didn't make Takanas Chachamim for Gayim. Okay, so for Gayish Lekuchas, they didn't make Takanas. They only made Takanas for Yin. So it could be that the Rambam Taka holds the reason because you're afraid to make a Mechah. And the Mela, like the Sma says. And the other Ishainim, certainly they hold Takanas Chachamim, so then this Kasha doesn't bother. Okay, let's try to go see the next. The Gemara now has a list of additional klalim, most of which are easy. Let's see. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, another member of Rabbi Yehuda. Hai man da arzik, maguda da rudi ulabar, lai have a chazaka. Somebody who has a chazaka from guda da arudi, seems there was a custom to, around your field, to leave an outside area for the animals, the wild animals to eat. And that's called guda da arudi, arudi with the wild animals. So if you make a chazaka there, lai have a chazaka, my tam. May Ma'amar called the Zara Nami Arudi Achli. Why are they going to make a machav? Whatever gets planted there, the animals eat anyway. So Mimela, I don't care. What's the Chiddush? I guess the Chiddush is, you might say, it should bother you. There's someone in your field. So Kamash Malam, it doesn't bother you enough to make a machav because there's no benefit from this piece of field. Vamar Rav Yehuda, Achla Arla Eina Chazaka, Taina Mihachi, Achla Arla Shvias Uklayim Eina Chazaka. Okay, what is the din of Arla Shvias Uklayim that Eina Chazaka? So here it's a little complicated because we have more than one Girsa in the Gemara. If you look in the Dibra Maskel of Taisvis says, Hachi Garsinan, he brings right away Rabbi Nochanal's Girsa, which Rishbam also brought, that Achla Arla Shvias V'Klayim Havi Chazaka. So we have here two Girsais. The Rambam goes Rabbi Nochanal's Girsa, that Havi Chazaka. So we have two Girsais of Arla Shvias V'Klayim Havi Chazaka or Loi Havi Chazaka. So the first question is, why should it not be a Chazaka? If someone eats Arla Shvias or Klayim, why not? Nice, he was in your field for 3 years. I said, Rambam, Rabbi Nochanal, Gairus have a chazak. Other Rishayim, the Rashbam, is Gairus lay have a chazak. Why should it not be a chazaka? Lamaisa he ate. So there are two possible answers. What does Rashbam say? To lay ich bislay la bala sada. What do I care? Rishbam says, "Leich b'slei lebal asada. Why do I care if somebody eats in my field the arla? I'm not eating the arla anyway. So why do I care? Or shmita? Why do I care if someone's eating it? He's supposed to eat it. My ich b'slei. That's the Rishbam. The Rishbam's reason that loy have a chazak is why do I care if he eats it? There are other rishayim who argue, who say a different reason." That achilas iser loy have a chazak. You have to eat. One of the rules of chazak is you have to eat kedachli inch. You have to eat in the field in the manner of a balabas. Eating varv shal iser, that's not a chashav achila, and therefore you don't get a chazaka with eating varv shal iser. Now this gemara and the two girsais, we have altogether three pshatim in the gemara. We have the pshat of Rabbi Nochanal and the Rambam that have a chazaka. We have the pshat of the Rashbam that loy have a chazaka because they kapti inchi. And we have the third reason that loy have a chazaka because it's achila sisser. In the beginning of the year, we spoke out, we mentioned it since then, the klar of the Shar Mishpat, and Simin Kuf Mensa Katan Hay. The Shar Mishpat klar by Zenehenev is Elei Chaser. If you're in my house, and it's Zenehenev is Elei Chaser, alright, we say in a house, it's called Chaser. So let's say I go away and you park in my driveway. So most people consider that Zenehenev is Elei Chaser. I have no Chasar if you park in my driveway. Is there any Chaser if someone parks in your driveway? No. I think we agree that Zenehenev is Elei Chaser, no? Huh? No, you don't lose anything. It's not a parking driveway. It's me, the Sadaim, to stop him. It's a funny thing. People do stop him, but why are people marked it? If you rent it out, then it's in as a chaser, right? It's candelabra. What? Yeah, but let's say I go away and decide I'm not going to rent it out because I use it all year. Such a person, Lamaisa, doesn't rent it out. It's a funny thing, most Americans would make a macha if someone started parking their driveway without permission. But, right? Zen Hanif is Allah Chasr. I thought someone would say it's Chasr because of the oil drips. Someone's going to say it's chasa because of the oil drips. I was going to ask you how guys have a right to park in front of yeshiva if it's chasa. If I run yeshiva with oil leaks in front of the yeshiva, no? No? Oil stains on them? Maybe not. Okay, anyway, the nekuda I was saying was the Shechar Mishpat Kler, if Zena is Zalai Chaser, if you make a Macha, do you make a Macha if someone's Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser? That's the Kler. You make a Macha by Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser. So the Shechar Mishpat is Peshitit from this Gemara. He says that's the case of Arla. Arla and Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser is the same thing. If I have a field of Arla and you come and eat my Arla, that's Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser. I have no loss if you're going to eat my Arla. I can't eat my Arla. Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser. And Arla is even a chutzlar, as people aren't aware of it. Arla is even if you have a berry bush in your backyard, you can't eat, you're not allowed to eat the berries the first 3 years of it. People plant, New York no one plants trees, but maybe upstate, the first 3 years it's awesome. So I have no chasar. So Zav Tishar Mishpat Gevaldik, Tishar Zena Zal Chasar is a Beferish Gemara. The problem is there are two Gersois in the Gemara. Right? The two Gersois, according to the Rambam's Gersa, that Ochlarish is the Flyim Havi Chazaka, that someone eats my field, Arla, it is a good Chazaka, in Achinam. According to the Rambam's Gersa, it's a good Raya, that it's have a Chazaka even by Loi Karmelag. According to Pshat number one, it's a Raya, have a Chazaka. According to the second pshat, the Rishbam's pshat, the Rishbam's pshat is loy have a chazak. Why loy have a chazak? Because like have the inchi. So if I buy it's a raya, but now it's a raya for carrot. If it's because of like have the inchi, it's a raya is no chazak. Because the Rishbam is gairis loy have a chazak. It's a raya for carrot. If you learn the third way, if you learn that. Loi have a chazaka because it's an achilas iser, and achilas iser is loi achli kedachli inchi. If you learn that the reason arla shvius and klaim is not a chazaka is because it's an achilas iser, then it's no raya to our shav, because by zanhen is loi chasa, it's not an achilas iser. Here it's an achilas iser, therefore it's not a chazaka. But otherwise, there'd be no raya from this Gemara. That it's not a chazak. Because here, dafka, where it's an issa, that's why it's not chazak. Okay, so let's see. Alright, so this is, I told you the words of the Shechar Mishpat. I told you he doesn't bring taisus. What I told you are the words of the Shechar Mishpat. He says that like the Rambam, it is a good chazaka. It's a raya that Zena Hanav Zalai Chaser is a good chazaka. According to the Rashbam, it's a raya. It's not a chazaka. And according to the third pshat, those Rishayim that learn that it's because it's achilas iser, he says vice versa. If it wouldn't be iser, would be a chazaka. So that would be a raya that it is a chazaka.
What
about shvius? Is shvius achilas iser? So it depends how you learn the case of shvius. What's the case here of Shemitah? What does the Rishbam say by Shvius? Hey Shvius hefka lakol lakach loy michu. So you can learn Shemitah also two ways. You can learn Shemitah that it means the person planted on Shemitah and then the things that grow ataka aser. If you plant on Shemitah, what grows is a gezeira sfichim. There's a gezeira that anything that grows on Shemitah, that was planted on Shemitah, or even sfichim that grow on their own, are aser. So you can learn this Gemara. If you wanted to make Orla, Klaim, Shvius all three identical, you would learn that it's achila sisir. And the Rambam's mashur that way. The Lashon HaRambam is Achla Orla Shvius veKlaim Havi Chazaka. Because the Rambam's Girsa is like the Rein Chananel, Havi Chazaka. The Hanos Isser Havi Ano. I think that's his lush. Hanos Isser Havi Ano. What? The Rishbam says that it's hefker. Yeah, the Rishbam is klar. The Rishbam learns that doesn't mean that you planted it. That it means that it was it's something that grew beheter, which is like a tree, right? You don't have to plant a tree every year. It's a tree, a field of trees. And the meila, the person is hefker arkel, and then it's not a case of achilasissa. So those who learn it's achilasissa would have to learn that it's talking zara, or even svichim that grow by themselves. The halacha is sviach ketzir chalai siktzar, things that grow on their own is a gzeres svichim, even though it seems to be passing in the Torah. There's a gzeres svichim that things that grow on their own are also awesome. Rambam's lashon I have here is that achla arla shvius uklayim havi chazaka afa pi shenehena me'aver. This is lashon afa pi shenehena me'aver. Jumping, let's see. You're saying that the two reasons should be told in the machlokes, which is first. In achilas sisser, I should start to be zar v'shtar, right? Because it's obvious to me. That's the old clause in Hamza Khas, if you should make a machas. If you say Samuel, well, yes, you don't make a machas, you also don't make a machas. But Shane came, if you learn that it's Arbishtar, eh? So if I'm there 3 years eating Bisr, it's not really, because that's not much of what you're saying, because if you eat to the like Kadakliinchi, which is Achila Sisr, so then I don't have to make a machas, so maybe you have to be zar b'shtar. You could only be confident in your shtar if you ate normally for 3 years. If you ate, it would be likely an issue. The Rambam says that it's a good machas, it's a good chazalka if you eat this, or so Rambam can't say how you learn chais, depending on the two of the Mishar Mishpah. Remember, Mishar Mishpah declared, if you say Hayalai Limchais only because you're mafsid me, as in Amzalai Chaser, or because it bugs me that someone's in my field, even if I have no loss. So if you go with the Mahalach, like you're saying, that I only have to make a Machal when I have a loss, then you're right. But that was goof for the Sharmish, but Claire, if it's, it just bothers me someone's in my field, which I think most people would be bothered by, or if it's Dafka because I'm having some sort of loss. These are the two mahalchim in Shvius. Taisus brings, it's actually not Taisus, the Gemara. Taisus brings from the Gemara. Look at the top Taisus. Ahani garas of Nechanan, Allah lor, Shvius klein, hava chazaka, chenyer levi yeker, va'ayri, kisha'och lo zemayrais. It's not talking that he ate the fruits. He ate the vines. V'chemuch rubi isha shenoflu, didnana, maitzi atzais, anusse yishtei, haitzi harbe, va'ochu, kima, kima, ochal, harbe, masha'itzi yesu, masha'ochal, ochal. Amar Yehuda Uvda b'chavila is myris. Yehuda Tameid. Amar Yehuda Achlar Shvi is a claim. Abi Chazak. So the Gemara there says that our Gemara is talking by Achilas Myris. So Mehechi Tesi is talking about Achilas Myris. Yeah. What? Well, the Rambam sounds like eating the Peris. The Rambam says Al Pishin Nehena b'Aveira. So he says Al Pishin Nehena b'Aveira. There's no Aveira in Achilas Myris. On Shemitah, and there's no Aveira in Achilas Meiris and Shemitah, and if there's no Aveira in Achilas Shemitah, can't be talking about his Meiris. So the Nesivus asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's talking by Achilas Isser. If it's talking by Achilas Isser, so why does the Gemara in Ksuvah Zetzirayim by his Meiris? It should be talking better by Peiris, not by Zmairis. By Peiris, there's a din of Peiris Shvias. There's not Gezerah, Peiris Shvias. On Zmairis, the Rambam. The Nesivus asked this in Kufmem Aleph, I believe it's a cotton days. He asked this Kasha that. Here's this Kasha. They're like the Rambam. They're talking about Eipi Yisir. And it's a good Chazaka. So why is the Gemara in Ksuba say he's talking about Achilas Meiris? Achilas Meiris are not an Yisir. There's no way Satit's Meiris on Shemitah. So the Nesivus answer is that it's Pukfakert. The Rambam was bothered that the Peiris are not Yisir. The Peiris, and with Peiris I mean I Hefker. If the Peiris are Hefker, he's not setting Ayin. The see, I said that like the Rambam is talking that you planted it on Shemitah. The Siva says no. Like the Rambam, it's not talking that you planted it on Shemitah. It's talking in a regular Shemitah year. And on Peiris, there's like Hapti Inchi, nobody's Makbid. So since nobody's Makbid, so who cares? How could the Rambam say have a Chazaka? So therefore, the Rambam had to set Ayin, Be'achilas Meiris. Which is Kapti Inchi. And that's why it can't be talking about Peiris, it has to be talking about Zemiris. Not a satisfying Peiris, because you can't have it both ways. Either it is Issa or it's not Issa. If it's Issa, it can be talking about Peiris itself. So Akoponim, this Kasha, the Sivis asks on the Rambam, that he said tonight, be Achilas Issa, so then what's an Afkamina if. What's enough? Why is the Gemara set down by Zmairis? It could be talking about Peiris as well. That's the difficulty. So the ikur of this Gemara, of Arla Shvias Aklayim, is the halacha of like in a place where a person is not makbid. And we have the two mahalchim, Talim Achleikis Rishayim. Omer of Yosef, Achla Shachas, Lehava Chazaka. Again, Achla Shachas, why is it no Chazaka? Because it's a. You're not eating the way normal Bailam eat. So if you're not eating the way normal Bailam eat, so that's not a chazaka. Why should I make a machah? I mean, I'm unhappy you cut the shachas, but I'm not unhappy. I don't think you're going to steal the field. So achla shachas is not a chazaka. Omer Rava, v'i b'tzavar mechuzah kaim yihav a chazaka. Meshenkin, the place in the valley of mechuzah where it's the derech to take the shachas for behemoth, so people are makbid. Omer Rav Nachman, Tafticha lai have a chazaka. What's Tafticha? The Rashbam brings two pshatim. What Tafticha is, either it's a karka pchusa, a chunky piece of karka, doesn't grow much, or it's an unprepared karka. So the Shloi Chara Shaisa. Lai have a chazaka. Apikura ayokura, also lai have a chazaka. If you plant a kura and take a kura, you don't make money, lai have a chazaka. Vadi de Beirish Gulusa, le maziki ba. Since everyone's afraid of a Reish Galusa, nobody makes machais against them, and they don't have to make machais, they do whatever they want. But this last list is basically a simple list as far as halacha is concerned and the Rishayim, except for one nekuda. There's one nekuda that the Rabbeinu Gershon here on the side and the Rashba and the Tshuva are mahapach the Gemara. The Pashuk Pshat of the Gemara, Apikura va'ayokura lo'yav chazaka. Means you didn't make any money. You planted a kura worth of seeds, and it only grew a kura worth of peiris. You made $0 profit. So lay have a chazaka. It seems to bother them. The Taz says that what bothered the Rishayim is, what do you mean? You think every farmer makes money every year? Every farmer makes money every single year? It's not true. Some people have businesses and lose money. Some people have businesses and they make money. Some people break even. Why is it le'achli kedachli inchi if somebody eats in a field and he's not making a profit? Sometimes Balaam also don't make a profit. So Rabbeinu Gershon learns. Rabbeinu Gershon says apikura va'ayokura means it's a karka. It's a type of land that doesn't make a profit. It's an inferior land. It's a land that doesn't turn a profit. She ain't mighty ke'en zariya. It's lashon. So in that case, it's not a chazaka. She'em apikur v'ayakura she'em moitzia ki'im ke'en shazayrim ba. Lashon of the Rabbeinu Gersh. It's a land that's only moitzia what you planned. In other words, it's what it is one pshat of tafticha. Right? The Rishbam's first pshat tafticha was it's an inferior land that doesn't grow well. Rabbi Nagarshim obviously holds of the second pshat of tafticha because he teaches apikura v'ayakura means it's a type of land which doesn't make a profit. But if you poop didn't make a profit, that doesn't make it a chazaka. It's still a chazaka. And the Rashba says a similar thing. The Rashba's own teaches are different than the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rashba says it means you planted a korah. It grew many korah. But you only harvested a korah. The person who was getting the chazaka ate like a ganif. He planted. It grew a lot. But he only harvested, he only took a korah out. So that's apikura v'ayokura le'av a chazaka. He doesn't go and take more than he put in. So he's eating like a ganif, so it's not a chazaka. But what comes out from both the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashba is that if you are mazik in a field or a store, somebody's mazik in a store, it doesn't make a profit, but he runs the store normally, or he runs the field normally, and punk, he had a bad mazik, it was a bad year, and he didn't make money, afal pikein, it is a good chazaka. The opposite of the pashut pshat and the Gemara, the Taz brings in the Shulchan Aruch, I think we passed it this way. So, of all these cases, the only case that's not Pashup Shad is Apikura Vayokur. Alright, the next sugi is Gaidrus. Gaidrus, that's something we could spend a week on. I'm going to try not to spend a week on it. It's the next major sugi. So, it's a small sugi here from the two dots to two dots. So, we'll spend at least a few days on Gaidrus. When you learn Gaidrus, at least you can stop rushing.